Chapter 3. Double Trouble. Futuristic fantasies come in all shapes and sizes. Some of us may look forward to the day when we can bring home animals engineered to perform astonishing feats. A cat that glows while resting quietly on the couch, or a cow that makes medicinal milk as it grazes in the backyard. For others, the dream might more closely resemble a hulking family man strolling into his local mall to pick up a replacement pet. That's the scenario that plays out in The Sixth Day, a sci-fi thriller set in the near future. In the movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger's character faces the sudden death of the family dog, Oliver. In response, he simply goes shopping, heading to a store called Repet, where a smarmy salesman offers to make Oliver's exact genetic duplicate. "Your Repet Oliver will be exactly the same dog," the salesman promises. "He'll know all the same tricks you taught him. He'll remember where all the bones are buried. He won't even know he's a clone." In 2001, just a year after the film's release, a modified version of this sci-fi scene sprang to life when the world's first cloned house cat was born. The first cloned dog came 4 years later. Since then, animal lovers have welcomed Tabbouleh and Baba Ganoush, copies of a Bengal cat named Tahini, Lancelot Encore, the double of a yellow lab named Lancelot, and a kennelful of other cloned kittens and pups into the world. The owners of these animals didn't want fanciful new animals. They simply wanted to recreate the old. It's an understandable impulse, familiar to anyone who's lost a cherished pet. And though just a handful of wealthy owners have had their animals cloned so far, as the science improves and the price drops, the market will grow. If only bringing an animal back to life were as easy as that Repet salesman made it seem. Cloning is still a young experimental technology, and one that raises serious animal welfare concerns. So, before we order up our creature copies, we need to ask ourselves some thorny questions about what we can really expect from a DNA double, and what costs we're willing to bear to get one.